Mr. President.
Yes?
He's in the Senate dining room and he's coming right up. He wanted to talk to you from another telephone.
All right. Hello?
Senator Humphrey.
I got your note here. Nobody's in the room when I talked to you, and I read that story, and I thought it was just a friend, my friend talking too much up there. I thought you just, that was your way of expressing it, because I didn't feel like I was giving you unsure tale. I was just trying to clear it out.
I didn't either.
And you just talk when you ought to have been listening. That's a problem that all of us got with dogs and everything else.
Well,
I read the story, and it looked like it came right from you, and you just said, oh, God Almighty, I just caught hell.
No, I tell you what, the only
There's nobody here that, I've got a diary, and it shows that Senator Kennedy came in 3 minutes after I talked to you, but he wasn't in the room, and no one was in the room with me. And I wasn't giving any uncharted hell anyway. I was just clarifying it. I want to be awfully careful. If they'd like the lady, I think you could get by with repealing the goddamn bill. But I think if I change one comma, Gloria Richardson's already gone out here at some of the Justice Department's indication and said she has no confidence in me. And that's what they're doing, and I want to be awfully careful, and that's all I was saying.
I understand that. Look, I'm not being critical of you at
all. I know it, but I don't want to hurt you. I want to help you. I'm trying to build you up. I'm trying to make you the greatest man in the world. And I'd be the last man in the world to say I ever correct you about anything. I might say you corrected me.
Well, I
But nobody in this office did it, and it didn't come from here. And you better just check and see who is in your own office, or if you told somebody that you just caught the devil, or you were sweating because Johnson kept you late, or...
Well,
I saw a story, and one of them said that you held up your ears like a beagle had been a hold of you.
I did not.
And said that they had a debate in the press corps whether you were cupping your ears trying to hear them or hold them up like a beagle dog.
Exactly. Of course, that's
And, of course, they got it wrong on the beagle dog. All I've done is holding the beagle up so he could get the front of his picture instead of his ass.
I know.
They got his ass for 10 days here, and I want to show him a good, well-formed head. And besides, when the hound dog barks, I don't want to get in the paper on this, but that's his pleasure. That's not his hurting.
Well, let me just say, the only person that I mentioned that you and I had talked at all to was
That's enough.
Roy Wilkins. And I did this because I wanted him to know that anything that might have been in the paper in reference to you was only...
Well, he's probably trying to correct it to help both of us, but it hurts you in Minnesota. I don't want to do it. I won't do anything I can to help you.
Now,
they want McCarthy coming in here to take a bunch of pictures for his book. I told him, send him on in. We'll do that, and I'm not worried, but I don't want you to ever think that I'm not... I don't want to help you.
Well, I know you wouldn't do that. I wasn't that. I just thought that I was told by one of the...
Senator Kennedy, I talked to you at 12:11, and... he came in at 12:14. That's what our diary shows, and they have me tapped. They have everything I do. I can't even hold up a dog without getting in the paper about it. Go on, make any progress?
Well, we're going to start meeting on Tuesday with Mr. Dirksen and see what he has in mind. We had quite a little session around here today going through all the possibilities, the pitfalls of the arrangements between the House and the Senate in case this bill is amended over here. But we'll do the best we can in these meetings. I've tried to make it crystal clear around here that we've got our job to do, what your position is. We know what it is. We'll just go ahead and do the best we can.
God bless you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye.